This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
I got a $20 gift card if in the next... Hold on, leave that up, Brian. I'm going to use that for a second if you would. Next minute, if you can text me who sings that. Next 30 seconds, if you can text me who sings that, I got a $20 gift card to Papa John's for you. Make it hot like Papa John's. I got a $20 gift card for you. If you can text in the next 30 seconds, who sings this? I don't want you on the phone. 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Next, 15, 20 seconds, if you can tell me who sings that song by texting us at 888-530-0043, I got a $20 gift card to Papa John's.
Nobody's going to know.
No one's going to know.
I mean, it was very obscure.
Very obscure.
They had one hit.
Yeah, correct. But I know who it is. That's why I want to challenge the people. Robin, hopefully calling us here very soon. Robin Varlman should be joining us from Livestock Exchange and talking with her about what the cattle market is doing here this morning with Robin Varlman, because some statements by President Trump came out saying that they're going to do something very soon about the price of cattle and the price of beef, and it kind of sent the markets into a tizzy. Robin, joining us this morning. Robin, good morning to you. Was just explaining, it's been a little bit of a wild week in the cattle market.
It has been a wild week, and you know, it's not only the cattle, it's the turkeys too. I was listening this morning. Says that your turkey that you used to get for 49 cents a pound might be $1.89 this year. So, you know, it's just kind of a meat sector out there and lots of things going on. What's up with that?
Well, it was interesting. I was watching an interview with the CEO of Walmart, and he was saying that the bundle, the Thanksgiving bundle that you can get at Walmart, is going to be $14 cheaper this year, and said that the turkey prices at Walmart are going to be cheaper this year. So this is the day and age in which we're at. Everyone has access to start a website and put anything on that website and share these stories however they want. But there's so much different information out there, Robin, on things. It's hard to figure out, you know, where the truth lies anymore.
That is an absolute fact, I tell you. You know, like you said, Walmart saying that, is it because the grains are cheaper, you know, your stuffing, all those types of things, potatoes, you know, your package, or is it the meat, you know? Who knows?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
I don't think anyone does. It's turned into a little bit of a guessing game. And, you know, we carry a lot of the Western Ag Network reports here on our station. And we heard the statements from President Trump saying that, you know, he's going to work on the price of beef by possibly buying Argentinian beef. You know, and Brian asked that question, like, is this a good thing or a bad thing? And I suppose, Robin, my best answer is it depends on what side of the market you're on. If you're on the producer side, it puts a little bit of fear into you that could drop some of these prices that have been at record highs. But if you're on the consumer side, you say, okay, listen, what helps markets? It's competition. So if competition from Argentinian beef comes in, it could drop those prices and the consumer may see cheaper beef at some point. And again, this is all just based off of the words from President Trump. No actions have been taken at this moment that I know of.
And it absolutely. And when you listen to it, it is a possible. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of knee-jerk reaction going on. We've set ourselves out there for a target, people. You know, record high this, barn setting records. You know, those are all things. It's not because, so the marketing tactic of these people placing these out there, they're, as the terminology is, shooting yourself in the foot. You really are, because you just made yourself a target now. And so we as American ranchers and producers, we do supply the world with the best clean meat that they're in. And I think that people are still going to want to buy U.S. beef. Maybe they're going to bring back the Cool, which states the country of original labeling. people want to eat American meat. They don't, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's just the way it is. The meat that is imported, I'm sure that you know that we in the United States have imported a lot of beef over the years. We do continually. Australia being the number one supporter or importer in 2024, and Canada number two. Argentina was at the bottom of the list. So, I mean, you know, we Brazil, we receive it from New Zealand, all these different places that we receive the meat from. But that still doesn't help. It may help on your grinder type meat or your lower type meat, because this stuff is all coming in already processed. So,
sure.
You know, it's not like your live cattle production in the United States. So I still think that they're missing the boat. Maybe your lower end quality of things, it might get a little cheaper, but is that what we're focusing for? So I think that in whole, everybody needs to gather up and look and see. You made yourself a target by produce, you know, everybody blowing the horn. Hey, we're high this. Well, you know, I guess, in my opinion, we need to stop back and look as producers and keep producing the good meat, you know.
No, and I'm with you yes. on that, Robin. But, you know, and also, love him or hate him, Trump has become a master manipulator with markets. And just knowing that his words are going to change things around. I mean, we've seen this market jump all over the place. I know it was down big time at the end of last week. Seems like steady gains throughout the course of this week. But that could just be, hey, if I throw this out there and say we're going to look at doing something on this, people overreact every time he says something. And it seems like that happened on the cattle market front as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, gentlemen. On the overnights, you know, I've been watching it. There's not much change. In fact, the feeder cattle is just a slight negative. And on the live side of things, you know, the last bid was 242 or 244.25. They're up, you know, just a tick. And so, again, you know, our worst detriment in the agriculture is the media. So everybody needs to gather the right information before we blow it up. You know what I'm saying? It can be your best asset or your worst detriment. It just depends on where they're gathering the information. As you well know, that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
Social media is not the place to get any accurate information to base yourself on. You've got to really look and look where it came from.
These people, if I can spit this out, they've become very good at setting up what looks like really reliable websites as well. You know, it's not the day and age where it's like, I can clearly tell that's not an official website. So long story short, just pay attention. Stop with the knee-jerk reactions on things. Let's have a little bit more. Let's have some more critical thinking when it comes to this. And, Robin, I know you're a very busy woman. Sorry we got to you late today again. It seems to be a habit. Like in a minute or less, what do you got going on at Livestock Exchange?
Absolutely, gentlemen. We got a phenomenal week out here this week. We've got a bred cow special. Lots of nice cows on there. And we do have some phenomenal bred heifers on there as well. And everything will be worked here right at the barn. And that will be on Thursday. And those bred cows will sell around noon. And then on Friday, we have a fantastic feeder stocker sale. And that is on Friday. So two sales this week, Thursday, weigh cows, bulls, pairs, and breads, baby calves. And Friday, that would be, can you believe it, October the 24th? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yes, we'll have a real nice feeder special probably in that, we're hoping we get to that 1,900, 2,000 heads. So lots happening out here. We do have videos and pictures of some of those bred cows on the website. Please log on and look at anything that you want to know about what's going on out there. And that's at www.livestockexchange.org.
You could be an auctioneer. You kicked it into gear right when we needed you to, Robin. Thank you so much for your time, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great, gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bye, Robin.
There you go. Robin Vrauman from Livestock Exchange. 7:55 the time. Let's get to the Daybreak Market Report.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.